You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you ever want to text the Junks, the Junkies text line is brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity. Lenders, what they are, in case you're wondering.
Trying to thank my guy, Dr. Mora, just called me.
Yep, he was just on the phone during the break.
I had to give him my my pharmacy number so I can get my antibiotic for my tooth. And then I'll get the, I'll have to make an appointment to get my tooth extracted. I don't know.
Very good.
Next 10 days
Yank
or so.
Yank that thing out of your mouth.
I need to get this poisonous bastard out of my mouth. Yeah. It never felt right just staying back there. He said, you deal with it whenever you want to. So, of course, I kicked the can down the road.
Sure.
But now I got it. And it's come to a point, Cakes. It's come to a point. It's got to go. All right. Let me tell you what's going on.
You'll be a much happier person after it's done.
I think so. The entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website. BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. Will help me out. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. Don't forget, we got Gavin Dawson coming up next. He's the host on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Yep.
And then, of course, Virginia Tech. They've got a big game. Is it Sunday?
Sunday 3.
Sunday
it's 3 Sunday
p.m.
at 3. Yep.
There's only two games on Sunday. That's the first of the two. Second one's Notre Dame-Miami, so it's a good day to... to watch some college football.
So we got Bill Roth, who we always have on.
This is a big year for Tech. Big. Well, who's especially on, for a Pry.
Who do you think is on a bigger, it's dicier for Pry or for Lox? Pry? Probably Pry, because the expectations are higher.
I think expectations, yeah. But I don't know. It could be pretty equal. But the fact that Lox was talking about, you know, they can spend some more money on their roster is big for them. Problem with Pry and Virginia Tech, I know we're kind of going off chart here, but they really didn't have that NIL, those possibilities that could compete with other big schools like the SEC and the Big Ten.
Donors step up.
They don't have those big, big money donors and like a lot of these other schools. But now the school can start spreading the money out a little bit and paying the players.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps.
All right, this is entertainment related. It's sports related, but hey, ESPN broadcast. That's entertainment, right, Cakes? They have announced that Doris Burke is going to be replaced by our guy Tim Legler as the number one broadcast team on ESPN.
So Legs and who else?
Mike Breen, I think.
Breen does the play-by-play.
All right. Yeah, and Richard Jefferson. ESPN is replacing Doris Burke with Tim Legler.
Because?
I don't know. She was on the finals for ESPN each of the last two seasons.
She was criticized a lot. I can't remember the specifics, but a lot of people were criticizing Burke this season.
They say she could end up being on ESPN's number two broadcast team, and they are discussing an extension. Of course, they parted ways with Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson back in 2023 and initially replaced them with Doc Rivers and J.J. Redick. But both those guys became head coaches in 2024.
And we haven't had Legs on in a while. Remember we used to have him on the reg.
He's too big a star now.
He's a big dude now.
He's big time.
Too big a star.
Well, good for him.
Valdez, this is kind of incomplete, but you have a picture here of, I guess, after they honored Lee Corso.
Yeah, so Lee Corso, I guess, is flying. He's not going to be at game day on week one, is he? But anyways, I would think. Well, he's.
But
I think
know,
he might be.
It's like his send off, isn't it? He's not going to be there.
I think he is flying there. So okay. He's flying to game day.
All right.
And he's sitting in the terminal. He's flying like.
Oh,
Delta.
Is that where this is? This is the terminal at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's waiting for his flight or waiting for boarding for Delta or American or Southwest, whatever. And then, Kirk Minahan, right?
No, Kirk Herbstreit.
And I know, but Kirk Minahan tweeted that Kirk Herbstreit flies private with his dog.
Right.
And then Lee Corso, that elderly gentle man that everyone loves.
Yeah. Has to go through security.
Is with the steerage flying Frontier.
Yeah, there's no room on the private jet for Lee Corso.
Kirk Herbstreit's golden doodle gets to be flown around in a private jet while Lee Corso, an American treasure.
Herbstreit's a star.
You know, is getting patted down.
Poor Lee Corso.
Does he live in Florida?
Have no idea.
Lee?
Yeah, I thought he lived in Florida.
You guys are donks. Kirk Herbstreit does his map every single weekend where he shows you where he's flying to and why he has to fly private. He does a game on Saturday night in a different city.
He's a busy man.
Lee Corso could take a train home. Nobody cares.
They just say just trying to treat him nicely.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, you don't think he's worthy of a private flight maybe for his
he's
last
not the only
I know
guy.
Herbstreit is going from Thursday night football to game day to the Saturday night game. Yeah, he has to fly private.
All those guys fly private. I think McAfee doesn't fly private. They all fly private.
I would assume.
But not Corso for this one week.
Yeah.
This guy's never flown private. Sure. I know somebody else in this room has flown private.
Yep.
Right across the table.
Corso's metal hip just going off nonstop.
His money metal hip.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, you sleep on Lee Corso coaching at Maryland back in the day.
Sure, I sleep.
You sleep a little bit.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they had their first date night together post-engagement. Do you know where they were, Cakes?
I believe they went to the Cincy, Nebraska game.
They were there. They were sitting there in the box.
Oh, because he's from, is he from Cincy?
Well, he played at Cincinnati. Yeah,
I know, but is he also from?
I don't know where he's
from.
Yeah,
he's from Ohio.
Yeah, he's from somewhere around there.
They say Swift was spotted wearing a sweater vest and a mini denim skirt paired with knee-high white boots. You'd be size Lurch. She was seen flashing her engagement ring while she drank from a cup. Every time you see Taylor Swift now, she's boozing. You notice that? Because she's always at games.
She's enjoying herself.
She's always at games.
Who doesn't like to have a drink at a game?
You don't know what's in the cup.
What do you think is in the cup?
Probably a drink.
You think I got Arnold Palmer or something? I doubt it.
Hey, if I'm a sweet, I'll generally have a drink in my hand. Not hating.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Bickle hates.
I'm not hating.
He doesn't drink anymore.
No, I drink. I haven't had a drink in a while, but I'm going to drink this weekend. Because I'm going to the Nats game. I'll probably have three drinks and be obliterated.
Is this the first time you've had a drink since July 1st? Or
No. Because remember, I had two drinks after my 76.
Oh, okay.
Although Valdez yesterday shot 76. So props to Valdez.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Nice score.
I mean, he does a lot.
Could have been better. Could have been better. Had five birdies and shot 76.
That's why golf sucks.
Hey, that's golf.
That's why golf sucks that you said that the pro said that to your daughter. That's the hell. But, that he had a 76 and he's could have been better.
When Meg first started saying, she took her first lesson. He said, wow, you're really advanced. He said, welcome to hell. Because, and that's what it is. It's a lifetime of hell.
It's very frustrating.
What else? Oh, so they're coming out with some more details. Obviously, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, now, if they actually do consummate, get married, et cetera, Cakes, do you know what their combined estimated net worth is?
Well, I mean, she's worth $1 billion, so, and he's probably worth close to $100 million.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
I'm going to say $1.25 billion is a good number.
I don't know what the breakdown is, but they're saying a combined $1.67 billion.
Wow.
So he's probably worth more than $100 million. Who knows?
Impressive.
They're saying he's raked in $190 million from things off the football field. He's earned $111 million from football.
So he's raked in $190 million off field from his podcast and from like garage beer and other endorsements.
Is he State Farm?
I don't know if he's on State Farm commercials or not.
I think he was on State Farm.
There was a period of time when he was in every single commercial,
that
I feel
true.
Like, in the 2 years span.
Kelce's had quite a run.
He's got a bunch, yeah.
Now, they're still saying, even though he's made like almost $200 million off the field and $100 million on the field, they're still estimating his net worth to be $70 million. So, I don't know, with taxes and what you spend and everything else, who
he's
knows?
He's basically poor compared to Taylor Swift.
But they're saying that they're they're going to have a prenup, right, to protect assets. But the prenup could have more than just a financial aspect to it. Because Swift has been so private and they're both so public, they could have a policy that ensures privacy in the event of a divorce.
Okay.
Such as precluding any disparaging social media posts or interviews. Or how about songs?
Yeah. If I'm Travis Kelce, that definitely has to be in the mix,
right?
Because I don't need a double album from Taylor Swift raking me over the coals for being a bad husband / boyfriend,
right?
That's the last thing I need.
And you think that's going to happen?
Just because ask Jake Gyllenhaal. Ask Tom Hiddleston.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Harry Styles.
John Mayer.
There's a 0% chance. I'll bet my entire net worth that they don't live happily ever after. There's no chance. He's definitely heading for divorce.
Can I only put $5 up and you put up your entire net worth?
Yes. My net worth has not what it once was, but it's,
I like that.
Still somewhat
significant.
It's
a lifelong sweat.
They're not going to live happily ever after. I mean, there's no chance. No one thinks that.
I mean, there's a chance. There's certainly a chance.
Do you really think that? Like,
some celebrity couples do last.
Do you really think that?
I don't.
Well, you said a chance. I'll give it a 10% chance. 20% chance.
Why do you think they're going to divorce? Why are you so headstrong on this?
Just wait. They're just way too popular. It's just
they're too
just
famous.
The spotlight.
Just
this
too famous. Mm-hmm. Just too
well,
famous,
first of all, 50% of all couples end in divorce anyway.
Right.
And then that percentage has to be much higher for entertainment couples.
Right.
It's got to be.
For sure.
Hey, I'd take you up.
I don't know if it's 100% though. It's got to be.
I take you up on that.
My net worth.
I guess mine's so nubby. It's worth a shot.
No, it's not worth it.
Didn't you make a small wager on that with someone?
We tripled down, but I don't know. There's it's a lifelong bet.
No, I think I just paid you.
Oh, okay. You didn't want to triple down.
No, I didn't want to triple. I just pay. Take my L. I guess, is this true? Frankie Muniz, and he's famous for Malcolm in the Middle, right? And I know
that's
always,
pretty much it.
Yeah, I know he's always been involved in like racing and celebrity racing and stuff. But does he actually have a real sort of NASCAR career?
I thought for a while, one of the under series? I think he was maybe. Now I'm guessing. I think he was in like the Craftsman Truck Series. Maybe,
yeah, I think he might be. Well, apparently he still is, because they say he had a freak backyard incident that's going to sideline him for maybe 6 to 8 weeks at least. You know what he was doing?
I don't know.
He was on a ladder.
Oh, see?
Be careful.
Yeah.
Fell, replacing the batteries on his Ring camera in his backyard.
Okay.
And I guess he took a fall.
Ooh.
He says, "You next time, read the warning. It says, do not sit or stand on the top step."
Oh, yeah. If you get to the ladder, if you're on an 8-foot ladder, that top step, definitely no-no. But the next one down, also.
That's also a no-no.
There's definitely a sign on it that says, you're a big donk if you step
because
on this, because you're going to. It's too wobbly.
Yeah, it's too wobbly.
It's wobbly, but I do it every year for our Christmas tree.
I'm going to probably go down at some point.
Yeah. It's too high up.
You're going to be the next
the Christmas tree is like to get the star and to get everything up at the top.
Ebenezer over there, buy a bigger ladder.
Yeah.
Buy a $100 ladder. Your life is worth a
Or a smaller
ladder.
Tree.
A smaller tree might
smaller
be the play.
Tree might be the move.
By the way, the middle, greater than sign, Malcolm in the middle.
Is that the one that had the really little guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Brick.
But Axel's,
I don't know his real name.
Axel's is just
Axel's
hysterical.
Very funny.
Yeah.
The Sphere in Las
Such
Vegas cakes. I guess they're.
This story's for cakes.
Right. It is? Okay.
So are they all done with the Backstreet Boys or whatever that was? Or they still
just have.
That?
Or they have.
Different acts?
Yeah, different acts.
Okay. I guess they're going to have a premiere of the Wizard of Oz.
An immersive Sphere experience for the Wizard of Oz.
I get sliced. I don't know if I'm willing to travel out to
Vegas.
Did
you fly out for
that?
Aren't you a huge Wizard of Oz stan?
Well, it's a top five movie of all time. If you think otherwise, you're a crazy person.
When was it made?
Like 1939.
Yeah, I can't watch a 1939 movie.
It's only a legendary movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But
you know what Dorothy walked down, right?
Do I know what she
followed?
Down?
Follow the
rainbow.
Blank, blank, blank.
The rainbow.
No.
Follow the
yellow brick
road.
You're kidding.
Yellow brick road. Got it.
You ever go down the Wizard of Oz wormhole?
No. Not really, no.
What about like all the way they died and stuff?
Yeah, how they use asbestos for the snow.
Right.
And how all of them ended up getting cancer.
Right. Oh, terrible.
Not great.
And how a guy hanged himself in the back.
I didn't know all these things.
Yeah.
Why are you raining on my Wizard of Oz free?
It's a fun wormhole to go down.
Okay, if you say so.
Everybody killing themselves.
And finally, last but not least, man, make sure your parents or maybe your aunt and uncles or whatever, they're not falling prey to this, Cakes. A woman was scammed out of more than $81,000 after being sent AI-generated videos of a General Hospital star. No. I don't know. I guess
you guys are big General Hospital marks. You guys might be shipping your chips to some AI.
Yeah, but I haven't watched since Luke and Laura.
Okay, that's true.
According to the police report, this woman, who's been, by the way, shocker, diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That's a real serious thing, you know, when you go on these, when you get on the manic phase of a bipolar thing. That's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
I assume she was in the manic phase here. She sent over $81,000 in prepaid gift cards, cash, Bitcoin, and she sold her condo. And sent all the dough
to a hologram.
To the scammer.
To McDreamy.
Yeah.
You can't sell your Bitcoin. That's the last thing you sell.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to hold.
Yeah, you're a hodler. Hold on for dear life.
You got to hold on, baby.
Coming up next, we'll connect with Gavin Dawson. He's the host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. We'll get the Cowboys' reaction to the Micah Parsons deal.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.